So let's review. The Mishnah discusses a messenger who arrives in Eretz Yisrael bearing a get, a bill of divorce. Zok the Mishnah mevi get mevedina siyam tzarech shiyem b'fanei nechta v'b'fanei nechtam. If a shliach lahalacha, an agent appointed by a husband to deliver a get to his wife, brings the get to Eretz Yisrael from overseas, and as Rashi explains, kol chutz la'aretz kara l'medina siyam bar mi bavel, from any land outside of Eretz Yisrael other than Bavel, he must testify that the get was written and signed in his presence. Rabbi Gamliel Omer, afa mevi min rekem and acheger, although rekem and acheger are in close proximity to Eretz Yisrael, one who brings a get from these cities is required to testify, since they are still technically Medina Siyam. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, afil mekfar Ludim lelud, even one who brings a get to Lud, a city in Eretz Yisrael, from its suburb Kfar Ludim, which is across the border in Chutz La'aretz, must say b'fanei nechtav. The Gemara will explain the machlekes regarding the status of these cities. The Mishnah brings another opinion. V'chacham aymrim eina tzorch shiyem b'fanei nechtav v'b'fanei nechtam ela hamevi mimdin sayam v'hamaylich. Only a get that is transported between Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz in either direction requires b'fanei nechtav. The Gemara will explain how this opinion differs from the Tanna Kamma. The Mishnah continues. V'amevi mimedina l'medina b'medina sayam tzarech shiyem b'fanei nechtav u'b'fanei nechtam. If someone brings a get from one country in Chutz La'aretz to another, he must also testify. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Omer afilim hagmonya l'hagmonya. Even within one city, a messenger who brings a get from one neighborhood to another is required to testify if the two areas are controlled by different authorities. The Mishnah now delineates the borders of Eretz Yisrael. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, me rekem lemizrach verekem kimizrach, me ashkelon ledarm veashkelon kedarm, me akal etzafin veakal ketzafin. The city of Rekem borders Eretz Yisrael on the east, the city of Ashkelon on the south, and Akri on the north. These cities themselves are considered to be Chutz La'aretz, and one who brings a get from there to Eretz Yisrael is required to say b'fanei nechtav. The Mishnah does not describe the border to the west, because as Rashi explains, hayam hagadol gevula, it is bordered by the Mediterranean Sea. However, Remeir disagrees. Remeir Omer Akoi ke Eretz Yisrael legitin. Akoi itself is part of Eretz Yisrael in regards to Gittin, and the messenger who brings a get from Akoi to Eretz Yisrael does not have to testify. The Gemara brings two reasons why this testimony is required. Rabba Omar lefisha ein bekin lishma. The pasuk says v'chasav law sefer krisis. A get must be written law, which the Gemara interprets as lishma, specifically for the woman for whom it is used. Rashi explains that the population outside of Eretz Yisrael were not b'nei Torah and not familiar with this halacha. Therefore, the messenger must testify that the get was written in his presence, and we can then question him to confirm that it was written lishma. Rava Amar, lefi she'ein edim mitzuin l'kaimai. We're concerned that the husband will claim that the get was forged. Since ein shayaris mitzuyos, since people traveled between countries infrequently, there might not be witnesses available to validate the signatures. Therefore, we require the bearer of the get to testify that it was written and signed in his presence. The Gemara suggests three practical differences between these two reasons. Ikbe nayu dasu beitre. If the husband appointed two agents to bring the get, they will be available to testify if the husband challenges the get. However, we still need to confirm that it was written lishma. Therefore, l'rabba b'ay l'meimer, l'rabba loy b'ay l'meimer. According to Rabba, they do need to say b'fanei nechtav, but according to Rava, they do not. Similarly, ba'is medina medina sayam. If a messenger brings a get to another location within the same country overseas, there will always be witnesses available. However, we still need to confirm that it was written lishma. Here too, according to Rabba, he does need to testify, and according to Rava, he does not. Alternately, medina lemedina be'eretz Yisrael. If a get is written in Eretz Yisrael, we can safely assume it was written lishma. However, if it is brought to another location within Eretz Yisrael, such as Mehuda l'Galil, where travel is not common, there might not be witnesses available later. Therefore, l'rabba loy b'ay l'meimer, l'rabba b'ay l'meimer. According to Rabba, he does not need to say b'fanei nechtav, while according to Rava, he does. The Gemara now questions why a single witness is believed to testify regarding lishma. L'bay yitrei. Why is this different from all other testimonies, such as cases regarding monetary matters or capital punishment, where we require two witnesses? At first, the Gemara answers, Eid Echad Nemen B'Yisurin. A single witness is believed regarding prohibitions, as Rashi explains. Shari hamina teira kol echem ve'echem yisrael al afrashes truma v'al hashchita v'al nikra agid v'achelev. The Torah allows one to eat food from another person, which entails trusting him regarding the many possible prohibitions involved, such as slaughtering and removing the forbidden sinews and fats. However, the Gemara challenges this comparison, because we only apply this principle when dealing with a case similar to chaticha, safik shel chelev, safik shel shumin, d'lo yischazik yisura. A specific piece of fat that may be chelev, forbidden fat, or shumin, permitted fat. In that case, there are no prior assumptions regarding this particular item. Therefore, one witness is believed. However, hacha is chazik yisur de'eshesesh. This woman was definitely married at one point, and aser, and so the witness is attempting to be matar her to marry and overturn her previously established status of iser. In addition, have a davish be'erva, vein davish be'erva pachas mishnayim. This testimony concerns her marital status, which certainly requires two witnesses, as Rashi explains, the yell of Dava Mimamin. We have a Gezeirah Shavah comparing these issues to monetary matters, in which the Pasuk explicitly requires Shnei Edim, two witnesses. For both of these reasons, the principle of Eidach and Nem Bisruin does not apply in this case. The Gemara therefore answers, Raiv B'kiyin Hain, most people actually are aware that a get must be Lishma. And Midai Raisa, the testimony of B'fani Nechtav or B'fani Nechtam is not required. Rather, Rabbanan Hu De'atzrich, the Rabbanan required it, because as Rashi explains, we are concerned that someone will find a discarded get whose names match his and his wife's and will decide to use it. Therefore, since it is merely a stringency of the Chachamim, they were lenient and relied on Eid Echad in order to avoid a situation where the woman will not be able to locate two witnesses to testify and as a result will be unable to remarry.